Meditation on the Golden Gate Bridge. What tremendous possibilities the way Japanese train passengers have used stem and leaf timetables for decades without ever knowing their fancy names. How at the end of the day, the businesswomen's suit skirts are speckled with horse dander, though they've been traipsing only city streets. And to paint black well is simply to put the right brush into the left hand. Or to reach the popular Buddhist belief that if a man becomes a priest, his descendants shall be saved for five generations. Why, there's something so precious about a boy pianist who's inspired by his pet chickens, writing compositions like Hydrogen Sleeping and Helium Dances to Heaven. And a 13-year-old girl who ended her 11-year vow of silence, which began when her mother made her get her tonsils removed, with words, "Thank you." How young the man is, that wetback, standing on the corner, who measures days and pecks of strawberries, and then suddenly out come I, writing syntax and grammar, like a broom plunging an asshole, who so often wishes to be cut loose from the body. For it must be a pure yes or no as to whether weightlessness is the way to happiness. Then no, Professor Wright, not yet, not until someday I jump.